Good evening, everyone. This is an evening update. It's about 8 o'clock here in Pineville. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all of our friends and kind of have a reality check here. Depending on which media outlet you want to listen to, whether it's alternative media or mainstream media, I tend to listen to alternative media because I've come to the conclusion that all of mainstream media is propaganda. And that includes Fox, as well as MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC. It's all propaganda. And you have to be careful on alternative media what you listen to as well. So how do you validate information? Well, God is the only one through His Holy Spirit that can reveal to us the truth. We start with the foundation of the Bible. If something comes against the Word of God, then we know that it's false. The Bible tells us what is going to happen in the last days. The Bible tells us that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be the coming of man. And we see now the focus on this RNA vaccination and the focus on changing the genetic structure of the human body. We see the focus on artificial intelligence and the focus on chipping people and the focus on spike proteins and the focus on things that are destroying immune systems in bodies and killing many people, causing heart issues, causing blood clots, causing all kinds of side effects. And so when we look at what has happened in the last 2 years, and now we see the mandate to vaccinate young children, where the mortality rate for this supposed COVID-19 on children is absolutely minuscule, almost nothing. But yet they're demanding that these children be shot with this poison. It's evil. It's the epitome of evil, is it not? But you know, we have a refuge. Christ said these things would come to pass on the earth. He said there would be earthquakes in divers places. We see all of the tornadoes and the weather and the hurricanes and the tsunamis and the major catastrophic storms happening across the world. And we see now they're threatening all these other pandemics. And I imagine a lot of them are created right in a lab somewhere and released as biological weapons against the population of the earth. And we see people who are absolutely demonic, like Bill Gates and Fauci and Trump now. Fits in the same category because he is promoting the vaccination. He said he was vaccinated and got all three boosters, as well as Bill O'Reilly. You know, they're showing their colors really clear and why these cultic Trump supporters just want to keep hanging on to Trump even when he tells them that he is pro-vaccine still. And knowing all the people that have been killed because of it. Well, I'm glad that Jesus Christ was perfect in all manner, including he had perfect, his blood was precious. When he shed his blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary, it atoned for all the sins of his elect. And we're told that he came to save his people from their sins. He didn't come to save all of humanity without exception from their sins, but he did come to save all of those that the Father had given him. All that were chosen from the foundation of the world, all that were predestinated unto adoption. And so we have an eternity in heaven to look forward to if we're one of his elect, for who he's died for, and whom he's forgiven us of our sins. So with all of this going on in the world, let us be encouraged and remember that our only hope is in Christ alone. And he sees everything that's happening. Not a sparrow falls that he doesn't see. And so he definitely sees everything that's going on in his children's lives. I hope that you have a good evening, and I will plan on seeing you in the morning for our morning devotional. God bless.